The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
Yo, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of The Kick Out. My name's Ace.
My name is Skillet.
And my name's Tay.
Hey!
Dando.
Tay is back in the building. She's been missing for a minute. Welcome back, Tay.
Thank you.
Since you've been gone, we had a new member to add to the squad. The Elite Four, that is us four that's assembled, which is you, Tay, which is you, Ace, which is myself, Skillet, and Flu. Unfortunately, though, Flu is not here. So I get the feeling, I got a theory about this. I think
the same person.
Flu and Tay
are, the same person.
Are actually the same person.
Yeah.
And they're never here when one's, you know, you never see one at the same time. It's kind of like maybe Sister Abigail kind of thing. Maybe Flu's alter ego is Tay.
Or deny.
Yeah.
No, but obviously one day we'll get all four of us together. Yeah. But how you been? You were on holiday recently.
Yeah.
And how was that?
It was good. It was really nice.
You went to Istanbul?
I did. It was really nice.
You dined with kings and queens?
Not quite, but the food was really nice.
So you slobber down pork and greens?
I like pork, but the food was good. That's a good place.
Were you scared to go Turkey?
No. Everyone else was scared for me.
I was like,
are you sure? Do you really want to go there? I'm like, why? They're like, ISIS. I'm like, ISIS don't get black people. I'm fine.
Yeah. Do you know what's funny? Yeah? Like, I think... Yeah, I'm
so shocked. You're gonna get away with what she's
saying. I've heard that. Black people think that. Like,
black people don't get black people.
I mean, I don't genuinely think that. But no, I slightly do, I'm not gonna lie.
Black people think that terrorists are not up. We won't get affected by terrorists.
Do you know what it is, yeah?
I don't care who you are.
That's true, but I feel like they're gonna look at me and be like, no, like, you're not gonna generate news. Like, what's that?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I felt fun.
I'm like scared of everywhere at the moment. I'm trying to plan a holiday. I don't want to go anywhere that's had like any form of terrorist activity. But it's funny because I've got family like abroad that want to come here, and they're scared to come here. And I'm like, right, but I live here, and I'm not scared to like go to work every day, which is interesting.
See, I think the opposite of that.
We should be doing.
We should be scared.
Madness happening.
Yeah.
But I think like. The thing is really why I really wasn't scared to go to Turkey. Because I'm like, okay, if they've done something there already, like, are they really going to go to the same place again? They might do, but I'm just like, I don't know.
Let's start a wrestling podcast off with terrorism.
Well, Muhammad Hassan. No, but I'm glad that you never let that stuff get away from you.
I just went there.
I might be doing a shoot in Egypt, in Alexander, in the new year.
Really?
So, I'm still going to go.
Of course.
I'm going with Jack Jones.
On your own?
Yeah, I mean, the director lives there, so I'm going to meet the director there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Let's talk wrestling, guys. A lot of stuff to talk about going on outside the ring. A lot of stuff that we can't really even explain.
Yeah.
A lot of rumours today. Mm-hmm. Do you want to start?
Well, apparently it's a massive... Sorry. I'm getting a random message from my brother. Right?
About what?
Shout out to K-Night. He said, what are you saying, bro? Might get the Foreman grill at the end of the month. Okay. What? And he goes, the game's about to change. You know? These are real messages. Look, I'm not even making this up.
He's excited about the grill, bro.
I'm never going to reply. I'll reply to him later. Shout out to K-Dial, my brother. And Listen Up TV, they're doing their thing. Let's talk about WWE.
Did I ask funny? Because I remember the excitement when I first got the George Foreman.
Right.
I put everything on there, seriously.
Right.
You just grill your life away. Even when you're not hungry, you grill filled like...
The game's about to change,
man. It changes, it does. Yeah, but massive shout out to him.
So the massive big talking point of wrestling this week is Nia Jax made one out of the WWE, which is in the verge of a mass exodus of talent, apparently.
Wow.
WWE suddenly finds itself in unfamiliar territory with a slew of superstars looking to leave the company. So it's not just going to be Nia Jax, apparently. Maybe there's more to come. Obviously, Neville left 2 weeks ago. You know, Cody walked out a few months ago. Didn't Ryback ask for his release back in the day? Didn't Del Rio ask for his release?
Yeah.
I'm not making that up, am I?
No, you know.
Dudley Boyz left.
Yeah.
Jack Swagger requested to leave, right? Yeah. Austin Aries, obviously. Yeah. So there's, you know, it's just a little recurrent theme happening, and apparently there's more to come. my suspicion is maybe Bo Dallas is asked to leave. I mean, they say he's
sick,
under the weather. I've never heard that before. Yeah. And you're only under the weather, you still have to work. You know what
Vinny Vance,
right? So maybe he's probably
wanted to leave as well.
Escorted out. I mean,
Nia surprises me.
Apparently, Cody Rhodes has been speaking to a lot of WWE.
I know. I think, like,
telling him how you can make steps to improve your life outside of WWE, because he ain't going to come out to WWE anytime soon.
He will, though, eventually.
I hope so.
He definitely will.
But in the next the next 4 or 5 years, I don't think so.
You think it will take that long?
I think so.
Nah, I think he'll be back sooner than you think. I think 2 years max. Nah? 4 years? I'm surprised by Nia, because much like we were talking about last week with Neville, I think Nia's had a good year. I think she had a decent year. Like, she's on TV. Like, what? Just because.
Stop this whole.
Wait.
She's on TV stuff.
Wait.
Like,
okay.
You said that last with Neville.
I hear what you're saying.
That's like a backhanded compliment.
It's not, because. It is. You know why? In the grand scheme of things, yeah, there's a lot of superstars, a lot of wrestlers. Not everyone gets on TV. You could be R-Truth, fam.
Yeah, but I hear that. But if you honestly think you're that good,
yeah,
that shouldn't matter.
Okay,
like,
so.
CM Punk, right? His argument was he never got to the main event WrestleMania. So and to be fair to him, he should have. That year, he was the man.
Right. Yeah. Okay, but
take a puncture the main event.
All right, so if you're Nia Jax, what's your gripe?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm really shocked with the Nia.
Yeah, what's your gripe?
She's still kind of new.
Yeah.
Maybe it's false.
And she was going up, though. Like, she was getting there.
Like,
it wouldn't have been long.
Bliss is good.
What is her gripe? What's Nia's gripe?
Must be something else.
What?
I don't know. It can't just be blatantly like you're not getting pushed or whatever. Must be something.
I'm disappointed by Nia.
She's not like most girls, though.
I know she's
that's
not.
That's why she like probably walked out.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Who
are you going to miss Nia Jax, though?
I will.
Yes.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a good talent.
She's a good talent. I rate her. But are you going to miss her?
Yes, I think, I don't think we saw, there's a lot of things we didn't get to see.
She had a lot of potential.
There's a lot of stuff they could have done with her. She wasn't really booked right, to be honest.
I will miss her. Hopefully
she follows you on Twitter.
Because she follows me on Twitter as well. Yeah. Should I DM her now and say, why did you leave?
Get her on a kick out.
We'll try to do that. Who else do we see leaving?
You hear about Jimmy Jacobs?
No.
So Jimmy Jacobs is the legendary wrestler from Ring of Honor.
Yes, I did hear about this actually. Go on.
But obviously he had a lot of injuries. So at the time he got to the WWE, he never was used as a talent. So they used him as an agent. He's been agent for WWE for a little while now. But he got released because he took a photo with the Bullet Club when they were outside Raw at that time.
The Young Bucks.
And Young Bucks and Cody.
Yeah.
It's Bullet Club. They're all Bullet Club.
No, but I think it was more specifically the Young Bucks were the ones that kept tweeting. They were tweeting back and forth and stuff. So they kind of got him in trouble and fired. And then he went to Ring of Honor and took another picture of them.
Yeah.
Or gave them whatever. Yeah. I don't really care about him.
So. No, I don't. Why would you? But it's just, I don't, like, really fine with that?
Who else, though? Who else do we see leaving anytime soon?
Curtis Axel.
Really?
Curtis Axel won't leave.
He's a company man, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not leaving.
He's loyal.
Plus, they're going to do the Mr. Perfect Classic soon, anyway. You know that.
You think so?
Most likely. Perfect Classic.
What would that mean?
Mid-carders only. The best mid-carders of the year. No, I'm joking.
It'll be like an IC title tournament. That'll be good.
Oh.
Do you know what I think?
No.
Okay.
Who else have we seen leaving, Tay?
I don't know.
Becky Lynch.
No.
Nah. She's gonna stay.
I know who needs to leave.
Dolph Ziggler?
Dolph Ziggler's dead. He will not be mentioned on this podcast ever again. The club
needs Allison and Gallo?
They need to leave.
Yeah.
I think, I'll be honest with you, I think we need to ring the bell for them this week. It's dead. It's finished.
From what they did this week?
It's dead.
I'm going to have to agree with
this. It's over.
Yeah.
They were singing on TV this week with Elias.
Hold on! Wait! Yeah, I agree. They might have to get the bell treatment. But there's someone else that needs to get the bell treatment too.
Who?
We'll get into that.
Okay.
All right. So, should we talk about Raw?
Let's talk about Raw.
Because I don't remember anybody else who will probably walk out. But there's probably loads of people, to be honest. But, you know, Darren Young.
Where is Derry he? Now? He must. He might have left ages ago.
It's true.
No, he's still at the company.
Wasn't really? He supposed to come back a while ago?
Yeah.
He just hasn't made it to TV yet.
Is he injured?
Huh?
Is he injured?
He was. He's cleared now. But he's still not on TV.
Right.
But that whole thing about Beckham is shit anyway.
I liked it. Remember I liked it? I used to like it.
Really?
Yeah, everyone hated me for liking it. Because I like Bob Backlund as well.
Bob Backlund was a bit crazy. I couldn't. It was too much shouting.
Where was Raw this week?
Oh, don't ask me that question, man.
Why? This is what you're supposed to do.
It wasn't in Seattle, because that's what SmackDown was, right?
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea where Raw was.
I can't remember where Raw was.
Okay, Raw was somewhere.
I think every week. Oh, it's Oregon, Portland. That's okay. It, Portland, Oregon.
There you go.
I guess Raw acted as a celebration for the Shield's return, I guess.
Right, because that's where they were formed and that's where they broke up.
Go on, tell you. You have something
no,
to say?
I didn't, it's fine.
I have some good moments, actually, I did like about their return. So, Kurt Angle came out, right?
Right.
Kurt Angle came out, talk about what's going to happen in Raw tonight. No, you hear with Sierra, Echo, Sierra. Shield. But you said that was going to happen. But I thought it was going to happen in TLC and not on Raw.
I thought it was going to happen then.
But they came out.
Yeah.
All of them in the crowd. Dean Ambrose cut his hair like 2013.
Amazing.
That was dope. Seth still had his hair a bit greasy. Like 2013.
And had the same clothes on.
Yeah.
Went back.
So they're all rocking their old ring gear. And then they came down to the ring.
Did you think they were going to attack Kurt?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I would have loved that.
No,
I'm not going to lie. I would have loved that.
But Kurt seemed a bit intimidated.
Yeah.
Quote
unquote. And then Reigns kind of like threatened Kurt a bit.
Yeah.
Saying, get out of our yard. And Seth's like, calm down, man. What the big dog's supposed to say was, send out the Miz to Raj.
Right.
So we can. Wasn't that what was that?
Yeah.
So we could handle them. She came back, but the pop wasn't great though.
I thought it was good. This is the first time I heard Roman be cheered in a long time.
The pop wasn't great.
It was good from my TV. What have you got surround sound?
He's calling you out. Just
no, I don't have surround sound.
To be fair, I watched it on YouTube. I'm not gonna lie, but I thought the pop was good.
Okay,
no, it wasn't.
It was okay. I don't think it was a great pop.
I thought it was good.
Like Daniel Bryan got a great pop this week.
Amazing pop this week.
Yeah.
But Daniel Bryan, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's DB in it.
That's true. You're right. So the Shield had a promo against The Miz and The Bar and Strowman.
Yeah.
And The Miz said that there's going to be another member to join them to face them at TLC, which we'll get to later on today.
Yes.
After that, we saw the Elias and the Club. Got a promo.
I like Elias though. I'm not gonna lie.
I think Elias was actually funny in this.
I think
segment.
He's really. I
he was actually it. Really good in the segment. But
yeah, we didn't need to.
Anderson and Gallows.
We didn't need
wow.
to. That was, yeah.
The whole honky tonk man singing the nerd song.
I was shocked nerd. That it got to this point.
It's bad, isn't it?
Twitter are really angry with Vince about the Club
because he's just ruining them, like completely made a joke out of them, and I don't think it helps. Maybe he's like taking out on them for the Bullet Club thing, kind of.
Maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's over for them. I don't know what they can do to be relevant again. I mean, I think, you know what, they're still tight. No, there's not actually. I still want to see Wyatt Family versus the Club.
Uh-huh.
But we've got the Bludgeon Brothers.
That's not going to happen. It's all done. Yeah.
It's all done.
Do you want me to do the bell now, or should I save it for someone else? I'm going to mention who I think.
I want to hear who it is first, and we'll decide who gets it more.
I will do a debate about it.
Okay.
So, and after that, the Club and Elias faced Apollo Crews, Jason Jordan, and Titus. Actually, this match was actually quite fun.
Decent.
And it was short as well, which was great. And Apollo Crews picked up the win, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm not angry about that.
Cedric Alexander versus Jack Gallagher. This match was good.
Decent match.
Yeah.
Cedric Alexander picked up the victory.
Yeah.
Lumberjack. What's it called?
Lumberjack.
That move is.
It looks so
amazing.
Sick,
I love it. See the way Jack Gallagher flies.
Yeah.
But so Kendrick and Gallagher will face Rich Swann and Alexandra. at TLC. And that match is going to be dope. That's not on the kickoff either. That's on the thing.
Awesome.
That's good. Oh, yeah, by the way, because I can't react about Neville, you said last week, he's on TV every week. You know, most of his matches this year was on the kickoff show.
So?
Who's seen that? The Miz welcomed Strowman to the team. The Miz stood in the ring, flanked with Cesaro, Sheamus. Oh, and Curtis Axel. Curtis Axel got a big pop.
Yeah, because he's
a Curtis Axel chance. Yeah.
Hometown.
Oh, was it? Oh, it was all again. Of course. Yeah, it was hometown. Of course, you would know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the points I wrote down was fans chant for Axel. And I loved the one when the fans were saying to Sheamus he looked stupid, and Sheamus would say, "I know you're jealous of the Hawk."
Respect the Hawk.
Yeah, respect the Hawk. And Miz calls the Shield overhyped and a nostalgia act.
Yeah.
Like, why do you think the Shield are back? It's because they're losing stars, aren't they?
Do you think so?
There's a reason.
I think they're just biding time. Like, you can't just put Reigns, like, keep going
Ambrose
with Reigns.
Ambrose Hilton, right?
Again?
Ambrose Seth, WrestleMania. I'm calling it now.
Oh, Ambrose will heel turn.
Calling it now.
Over Seth.
Ambrose going to turn heel.
Nah.
And he will disband the Shield. And it'd be Ambrose Seth WrestleMania. I'm calling it now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then how do they get Roman out of it to get in with
Roman Reigns going to go back Lesnar. To the main event spot? Is Roman Reigns Brock Lesnar WrestleMania?
Yeah, that's what I mean. But how are they going to get him out to just for them two to be...
You guys are ridiculous, man. I'm going to go this way. That's what he's going to say. Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox is the Dolph Ziggler of the girls. The women's division.
I agree with that. But she was actually quite entertaining this week, I felt.
Yeah, I'm
she was quite funny. Yeah. Where's my t-shirt?
She's got a t-shirt.
Was that a reference on Neville?
No, she just got a new t-shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
Fox floors Banks with a running back elbow. Banks leaves with a bloody mouth. See. Fox shoves the referee.
Yeah.
That referee was the worst acting ever. Come on, Alicia Fox, man. You can't do this, man. Come on, man. What are you doing, man? Come on, Fox. Like, he has to see this every day. Oh, yeah. He's attacking each other all the time.
Yeah.
Come on, Fox, man. Come on, man.
She got an undisclosed fine. Oh. It's probably like $7 or something.
She was really good this week, though. I'll give her that.
Yeah. Do you think they'll use her more now?
Well, they always, every time they give her something, they stop using it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I'm sitting here trying to think about my favourite Alicia Fox moment, and I don't think I have one.
Well, it's probably when you met her.
Yes. I asked her to dinner.
Yeah.
She smiled and walked off.
Oh, she was really nice to me.
She's hot though.
You met her?
Yeah.
She's hot though, isn't it?
She is. She's really nice. Anyway, just genuinely.
I've never met her.
No?
Just
try and get her.
That's the one female wrestler I've ever met.
Try and get on the kick out. I don't even know their name on my own podcast. Let's try and get on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say, how good was Wade? Okay. Can you guys explain this to me? How come Enzo Amore's got friends all of a sudden?
They came out of nowhere.
What happened?
I liked it.
He said he's had money to pay them. That was the story. He's like, you ain't got no money. I got money, and I got friends.
He was good though, Enzo.
I like this promo. This promo was good for me.
But he's got bridges.
I got nuked, dumped, and robbed for my cruiserweight championship. That's what Amore said. I got money stacked taller than you.
Exactly.
That's Jay Z. That's a Jay Z lyric though.
Yeah.
You know you got it from Jay Z, right?
Of course he had.
What was that? Takeover. Takeover.
Yeah.
Topology. Rest in peace. That was about Mobb Deep, wasn't it? You did a shit, I got money start.
Yes, it was. Yes.
What was Kalisto's promo? What did he say?
He said something, he botched it a bit.
Yeah.
Because it was like, and I'm going to become the new. And he kind of went, cruiserweight champion. I realised I'm already the champion. Kind of.
Yeah, he did say he was winning.
And I could have sworn there was like.
Yeah, she said new.
I swear there was images online that the cruiserweight title is now black and gold.
I don't know.
But it was purple and raw. Maybe that was fake. Maybe I got duped.
Probably.
Oh, and the fans shouted, "We want Neville."
And they did?
Yeah.
That's got to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins versus Cesaro and Sheamus for the Raw Tag Team Championship.
I think the Bar should have won this. I think the Shield don't need titles.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're going to make the Shield dominant for a little while.
No, fine. You can just dominate. Yeah. Go through everybody. Beat everyone up. But I don't think you need to do it with belts. You need to walk through the crowds with no... Like, I feel like the belt is just an extra thing. Yeah. I think the bar with The Miz, all of them just having gold, would have been better.
Right.
I really felt like they were going to lose. Okay. I don't like the shield with towels.
Yeah, it's a bit...
Do you know what I mean? They don't need it because, like, you're the shield now. You're amazing. Like, everyone's happy that you're back together.
Yeah.
You're dominating. You don't need belts. You actually don't. I think you would have been better off to get the bar win now, and then you guys just carry on with your rampage and just kill everyone.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that Ambrose and Rollins both launched themselves at the bar outside the ring. Mm-hmm. And I loved it when I think it was Sheamus that lifted up Ambrose. Or was it Seth? I think it was Seth actually. He lifted up Seth in the air, Cesaro hit him with the uppercut. That was dope. It was fun. They always have good matches.
Is this a Cesaro T thing like part of his gimmick now?
When he's talking, like,
yeah, it's funny. I think it's hilarious. But is it like, does he really talk like that now, or is he just like,
the ball.
Like he must have got his teeth fixed, surely.
By now, you would have, yeah.
So he's just using it as part of his gimmick. Yeah. It's funny.
It's good though.
It is very funny.
Okay.
Well done, Cesaro.
This is my next 10 bell moment.
Okay, go on.
Finn Balor's message.
Oh yeah.
For Bray Wyatt.
No, you can't. You can't ring the bell.
Do you want
Finn.
Me to
no.
ring the bell for Gallows Anderson? Or are you sure you don't want me to ring the bell for Finn Balor?
Nah.
Gallows Anderson.
I think Gallows and Anderson deserve it more than Finn Balor.
Yeah.
But I kind of don't understand.
Let me just say this.
Go on.
Finn Balor talked about the legends he heard as a child. He warned Bray Wyatt about the demon inside him, right? Balor then transformed into an orange-faced entity via special effects. So now, you imagine yourself, Tay, in Portland, Oregon. You bought a ticket to watch Raw that night. You're in the crowd. You're having a good time. And you're watching Finn Balor cutting this very slow-paced, awkward promo. Don't get me wrong, I love Finn. Finn's a great guy. Finn's my doggy. I love
he
him.
He is.
But you're watching this boring promo, and then you see the man just staring into the camera as he, not live, by the way, turns into an orange-faced entity, but via satellite he does.
Yeah, that was off-key.
His quotes, I too will slay a monster. My demon's dreams about nightmares. I like that. That's good. This feud took a long while to get weird, actually, in my opinion. And now we are with two men set to enter TLC as supernatural alter egos. And one of them...
This is that.
It's Bray Wyatt being a transvestite.
Why though?
This is House of Horrors all over again. It's just not going to be good. So I don't see it being good.
Why didn't Finn just turn into the normal demon?
What's wrong with the pumpkin?
What's wrong with the previous demon? What's wrong with the other demon that you have?
I'm sorry.
Why
I'm putting
demon?
My foot down.
No.
What? You can't.
I'm going to ring the third bell for my sister Abigail.
No.
The woman. Wait, hold on.
We'll see at TLC how bad it gets. No. Because you can't ring it yet because it might get a lot worse.
Yeah.
Listen, that's true. I might have to go with that. That's true. But what I'm going to say is, think about it in your head. Say this back to yourself, yeah? Mm-hmm. You're going to see one of the great talented wrestlers we've seen in a long time in terms of entertainers, Bray Wyatt, being transformed into a woman. And Finn Balor, who does come out as the demon, but this time it's Halloween, so he's going to come out some orange Tigger, the tiger-looking motherfucker. This is terrible!
This is really bad.
It was bad, yeah.
But I still do think it needs one more week. Now we do. I gave Dolph Ziggler 3 weeks. You can't do this after. I just don't understand why he didn't go back to the normal. Anyway, no.
All right. I mean, I'm not sure how this is gonna go, but it's not looking good.
All right, for solely alone, ladies and gentlemen, please rise as you ring 10 bells on Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, singing the Honky Tonk Man's theme and some weird nerd remix. on the Elias's Walk with the Elias segment.
Do you want to walk with Elias?
Thank you.
Dead. Absolutely dead. What was next?
Oh shit, yeah, I forgot where I was.
Hell in a Cell.
No. Emma and Alexa Bliss versus Mickey James and Bayley.
Okay.
Yeah. Mickey James
picked Tay, coming to you. Not because you're a woman or anything. Your thoughts?
No, it was good. I like Mickey James.
Yeah, me too. I hate the fact that they say she's old when she's only 38.
She's not even old.
That's fucked up. I loved her emotional promo about her son. It was very sweet and nice. It was actually very sweet. But obviously, yeah, she's not going to win a TLC, obviously.
Definitely not.
No.
Yeah, so we just move on?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Strowman and Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns, steel cage match.
I thought the match was good.
Hey, come with, no, joking. Ace, go ahead.
I thought the match was really good.
Before you get to the match, can we talk about what they did to Curtis Axel?
Braun Strowman kind of gassed him up to go and fight the Shield, which was really funny.
I found it funny when when The Miz came back. I was like, where's Axel? And then Strowman goes, he said he wants to slap Roman Reigns, so I told him to go and do it.
And Miz was like, okay, wait a second.
That was amazing.
Excuse me, what's
that? That was good. That was funny. Yeah. That was great comedic timing. That was really all by everybody involved as well.
Yeah, that was good.
I thought the match was really good. I think Roman just does what Roman does. Roman, like, as much as people hate him, he's sick. Like, let's just put it out there. Like, he is amazing. He is very good.
Who?
Roman Reigns.
As a wrestler, yeah.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's good. I never had a problem with him as a wrestler.
Match was awesome. We obviously got the interference that we wanted to, which I didn't understand because I thought Kurt Angle said that
not last go ringside,
everybody was supposed to be banned from ringside.
Yeah.
I guess we'll address it Monday.
Yeah, that was a bit strange. But we got the interference that we knew we was going to get. And it's an amazing ending.
You think so?
I thought it was really good. Because I like endings that I never think is going to happen. Like, I didn't see happening. Yeah, I thought that...
I didn't see that happening either.
I thought Roman would win and it'd be 3-on-3. I thought, like, they're never going to make it be a 5-on-3 match.
What was the ending, Ace?
Okay, so at the ending, we had the classic Kane coming from from hell. From underneath the ring.
That's gotta be Kane! Problem is...
Yeah.
Kane with no pyro? Really?
I mean, we had the lights.
I'm sorry.
Nah.
That's not good enough.
I didn't mind it.
No. I've had 20 plus years of Kane with pyro. I need pyro, B.
Nah, I didn't even notice the one.
Tay, what do you think of this?
I didn't notice. But he does need it. Like, it's just Kane, innit?
I didn't see the lights turned down. It went red.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't like this ending?
I don't. I'm sorry, I can't stand Kane. I can't stand him.
What did you think, Tay?
I thought it was, like I said, it was unexpected. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. I liked that it was unexpected. Like,
I did. You know what? I did like the image of Kane and Strowman standing.
That looked
sick.
Yeah,
that was good.
That was good. But I just don't want to see Kane again, man. Give that spot to someone else.
Do you think Kane and Strowman is going to be a thing? Like,
I hope not, though.
Why not?
Because I don't think that he needs Kane.
Unless they're feeding Kane to Strowman for WrestleMania.
Could be.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
To retire him, basically.
Yeah,
that would be good.
Yeah, Strowman retires Kane.
Maybe.
But can you imagine?
Would you give them a run with the belts for a little while?
Who?
Kane and Strowman.
Nah.
Because I keep saying...
You'd have to give Kane something, though, before he goes.
Yeah. I honestly don't think the Shield need belts.
A sticker.
Gold star, you go.
Thank you for your help.
I say give them a little run, make them like proper, like dominant. No one can beat them.
So they
main is a long way away.
So they defeat
Shield and everyone. Shield.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Just give them a little
and
run,
and that's who they like start feud with, and then something happens. Dean Ambrose gets beat up by both of them. Ambrose turns.
Yeah, maybe. There you go. Maybe.
But
left me in the dark type of thing. Yeah. Sick of this shit.
What you said to see, like the image of Strowman and Kane.
Yeah, that was
it. Looks sick. So I would like seeing that more.
No power.
the two monsters no just standing there. No, without pyro.
I need pyro.
Okay, cool. But yeah, I'm very much two thumbs up for me for the end of Raw this week. I really enjoyed it.
Can we get to an interview?
Let's do it.
Alexa Bliss.
Let's do it.
So this is myself and a little cameo from Ash Rose from Gorilla Position. Shout out to Ash Rose. So myself and Ash Rose, we both interviewed Alexa Bliss at the same time. So this is the interview.
The kick out.
Hello.
Alexa Bliss, Raw Champion. How are you doing? How are you enjoying great. Brooklyn and SummerSlam?
Oh, it's great. So much fun. Been busy, but it's been great.
How is it? It's like being in a WWE bubble, isn't it, for a week? And we're here in Brooklyn. So I mean, how much are you looking forward to the match on Sunday?
I am looking forward to it so much. You know, last summer was my first SummerSlam. It was a six-woman tag match, Nikki Bella's return, which was really awesome. But I'm really looking forward to this one because it's a singles match against Sasha for my title. And I'm just really excited to defend my title in Brooklyn. You know, I've never really had a big match in Brooklyn as a singles competitor. You know, NXT had Brooklyn shows, and I never really was a part of it. So I'm really excited.
It's been such a rise for you from the WWE draft where you were quite low down in the pick, and now you've been a SmackDown champion, Raw champion. I mean, how has that journey been for you? Talk to us about it.
Oh, it's been amazing. You know, I've been given a lot of opportunities with WWE, and I'm so grateful for that. You know, I wouldn't have expected my career to go the way it has, especially this year. Like, I couldn't have written a better year. You know, going into my first WrestleMania as SmackDown Women's Champion, that's definitely the height of anyone's career, going into the biggest show as a champion. And now I'm going into another one of our other biggest shows as champion. I could not have asked for a better year.
Do you have any memories of SummerSlam from the past? It's such a big event for WWE. Do you have any favorite matches that stick out?
Well, honestly, for me, last year, because it was my first one, and it was my first time working with all the girls on SmackDown, first time really meeting Nikki Bella, and it was just awesome.
And for you, I mean, growing up, how did you get into, what made you, what WWE, what got you into being a superstar and wanted to do that?
My grandmother. So my family's big on wrestling. They love wrestling. We used to get together on Monday nights to watch Raw. I'd watch wrestling and growing up, and I wasn't like the super fan, but you know, I enjoyed it. I loved the theatrics of it. I loved watching Rey Mysterio because I was a gymnast and I could relate to, you know, the moves he was doing. I thought they were so cool because he was like flipping around, and like that's what I loved. And I loved watching Trish Stratus. You know, she's beautiful, amazing in the ring. And so after college, when I was doing bodybuilding, my trainer had told me that WWE was having tryouts because he knew I had watched. And I knew that that was an opportunity that I didn't want to pass up. And, you know, I sent in a video from .com, sent in a video, didn't think anything would come of it, was given a tryout, and now I'm here.
One of the things gets up is in a video game for 2K18. I mean, how strange is that, and how cool is that at the same time to be in a video game?
It's so cool. Who wouldn't want to be in a video game? You know what I mean? Like, my favorite thing, though, when we first got 2K17, my fiance and I played against each other because he's a wrestler as well. And of course I beat him, you know. I was like, and I've been like, oh, that's right. Like, but it's cool. And then sometimes I like to play as myself and play against random wrestlers, because then I can be like, yeah, I beat them. I beat them too. Just give myself all these, give myself all these credentials that I don't have. Virtually.
You're a good gamer then?
I used to be. I used to be like such a gamer. Like, I love playing Xbox, PlayStation. But you know, with being on the road now, it's just hard to really. I just got a Nintendo Switch though, so hopefully get back in.
So you're down with the kitchen then. You know what's going on.
Oh yeah, I'm there.
Quick question for you. Are you taken aback about the response that you get week in, week out on Monday Night Raw or even in SmackDown Live when you were champion with the crowd? They absolutely love you. I know you do a good job of trying to swerve them and making them hate you, but we don't. So how do you feel about that?
I try to get as much hate as I can, because you know.
I know you do a good job. Don't get me wrong. You do a good job. There's no. I'm not debating that you don't do a good job, but it's just, you know, we love you.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. You know, the support from the crowd is always amazing, good or bad. You know, reaction is amazing, and exactly. I can't be more grateful for the crowd that we have. You know, this is why we do it. We do this for the WWE Universe, and for the WWE Universe to appreciate what we do and kind of give it back to us as well is it's awesome.
Great, thank you.
Talking on that point, actually, the watch odds. I mean, that's something you've got.
Yes.
So brilliantly.
Yes.
Better than anyone else. Did that just come off the cuff, just handling it like that?
So the first time I answered the what chance, I answered them in a really, like, not good way. So then after I went backstage, I was talking to one of our writers. I was like, all right, so I can't say that again. Like, so I was like, I swear if you guys don't stop, but it made it worse. And then we were just like toying around with like different ideas, and then we were talking about like, you know, different things that we could say, and now it's just to the point where I just play around with it now. Like if they're like, what? I'm like, I know. I was like, what? And then like just keep going, and just I just try to think of like in the moment what can shut it down as fast as possible.
We'll leave you then just by asking, what's next for Next Place? I mean, you've done so much so quickly. What is next for you?
You know, I mean, I always say this, you know, not just for me, but for the women, I would love to see us main event WrestleMania one day. You know, even if it's not me, even if it's, you know, Sasha and Bayley, anybody, you know, I would love to see our women take that resolution to the next step and main event WrestleMania.
Absolutely. And if it was you, who's in the other corner?
I would like to see all the girls. I'm still champ, by the way. I'm still champ. And then I win.
Sounds good to us.
So then I can say I won the first women's main event
WrestleMania. Absolutely. Good luck this Sunday, Alex. Good luck this Sunday.
The kick out.
And there you have it. That was Skillet hanging out with Alexa Bliss.
She's very sweet.
Yeah.
She's lovely.
Can I also say as well, like, we've been doing these interviews for the last few weeks. We never mentioned the fact that these interviews happen SummerSlam weekend.
Oh, they'll figure it out.
Because you always refer to the matches that happened at SummerSlam, which were weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, how do you think about your chances this Sunday? It's like,
no, what? But the Jinder one worked because I said this Sunday. No, the one with Nakamura. I didn't say Mania. I didn't say anything about it. So we could have got away with that one.
That's cool.
We broke kayfabe here.
It's fine.
But Alexa Bliss is really sweet.
Yeah.
She's really sweet.
How small is she?
She's tiny.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is she like 5 foot? Like?
Yeah, she's small. Tiny. But she's sweet because she tried to go on like, you know, she's still bad girl. And I said, you know, we all love you. Don't try it. And she started smiling and she broke down. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
So you believe this Sasha Banks, Alexa
Bliss? Yeah.
Like, that's real. Yeah. Really? What do you think that's behind that?
I don't know. Maybe because Bliss stole her spot.
Damn shame.
My spot, not your spot, not a gold spot, not a jack spot, not a ball spot.
My spot.
But my spot. Classic Kevin Nash parody on Alice's promo, which you can watch at the WWE Network at any time you want for the short price of $9.99. We are doing advertisements now on the kickout. that was this week's advertisement.
They didn't pay us for that.
Yeah, they should though.
Yeah, at least send me a game. Damn.
Oh yeah, hopefully they'll work for that.
SmackDown this week was from Seattle.
Yes, it was.
Home of Daniel Bryan.
Which he opened the show.
He opened the show and wanted to have a stern word with Sami Zayn.
Listen, can I say something?
Yeah.
I think Sami Zayn is my MVP for this week.
I've got to be honest with you. I said a lot of things last week.
I don't understand why you didn't think Sami Zayn would pull
and
it off.
He's changed. I understand.
I don't understand why you didn't think he would pull it
Let
off, though.
Let me explain. Like, I get it now. Because last week I didn't. I understand that he's being obnoxious on purpose.
Sami Zayn.
Last week, I felt like he was still trying to be like...
No. He's just straight up heel.
I don't feel like he was trying to be a heel last week.
Okay.
I don't think it was heelish enough.
He definitely was.
I don't know.
But this week, the promo he cut on Daniel Bryan was amazing.
The promo was good.
The promo was not good, Tay. It was amazing. It was like... One of the best promos I've heard, he got me up. I was just laying down in my bed watching SmackDown this morning. He got me up. And okay, Sami Zayn's bringing the heat, bro. What he said was real, honest, just brutal as well. Poor Bryan, man. Bryan got slewed, boy.
Slewed.
Bryan got slewed for days.
Yeah.
But I'm probably the only one that is really not feeling it.
You're not on it.
No. I don't know what it is. I think it's just because Sami Zayn annoys me.
But that's why he's doing a good job.
That's why he's doing a good job.
Yeah, but not in a heelish way. Like, your voice is just irritating. He reminds me of, like, an unfunny Seth Rogen. Like, he's just like...
This is where I was last week. But this week, I'm last week, I was exactly...
I'm sorry. I don't know how you guys are not rating this promo. This promo, to me, was amazing.
It was a good promo. What he said was
amazing.
Great,
he said that as well. I let go, and I felt... Amazing. Like, listen, let me read to you the stuff he said to you. Just let me remind
you. What he was saying was good.
Let me remind it was you. Just you half stepping right now.
Yeah, I last week I was complaining about the fact that he came out and he was still dancing and smiling and stuff.
And he still did that this week as well.
Now it's like, right, this is actually.
Yeah, like sleazy now.
Yeah, it's like sleazy now. And the trousers were way too baggy.
don't know if you guys noticed that. Go check that out.
I didn't.
It was, yeah, huge.
He said that Daniel Bryan is the best wrestler of this, which is true.
Yeah.
He was the best wrestler the whole generation that you see now of wrestlers. Punk, Neville, Owens, Zayn, Nakamura, all that. He was the best out of all of them. Mm. And he's always, you know, step ahead of me. When he was in Ring of Honor, he was the world champ. Them guys didn't get it until later on, until after he left. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. Comes to WWE, them man weren't going to look into after he retired. So Zayn mentions that, and he said that, he said, yeah, you said you went from somebody that putting his body on the line every night for all the adulation of the fans and the glory that came with it to become a housewife.
Wowzers.
That's deep.
You call him Mr. Bella or something.
Yeah, you're Mr. Bella.
Ouch.
And then Kevin Owens came out and said that you're now the man that you fought against for the past 5 years, the Authority. It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm loving it. The whole Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn thing, I'm a massive fan of this. I think it's great.
And you know what? Daniel Bryan plays it really well. When he was like, I'm going to go and find someone to punch you in the face.
Yeah, that was sick. Bryan smashed it.
He did smash it. It was good. But yeah, I get it now. I didn't get it last week. So, Sami Zayn, you've converted me. Well done.
So I guess...
I'll wait and see.
Bryan went backstage to find two opponents for Zayn and Owens, and he found Nakamura and Randy Orton. we'll get back to that later on. Rusev Day.
Wow.
Oh my.
I like that promo.
Promo was sick, but what are they doing with Rusev?
Nothing.
Is he now becoming a comedy act now?
Basically.
The thing is, Rusev is actually quite funny.
No, he is.
So that's probably where Vince is just like, all right. So he was I'm going to do nothing with you right now. Just
Aiden English is backstage, singing songs, nobody cared. New Day came in, interrupted him with some quotes about Joshua and even Cardi B.
Yeah.
The red bottoms, this bloody shoes. This is red bottom, this is bloody shoes. Sorry.
Are you okay?
Sorry. Sorry, guys. I got excited. It's a tune. And then Rusev comes and said, you think this is a joke? Nobody cares about New Day. It's all about Rusev Day. And then New Day, this is Rusev and Aiden English. And as they leave, Aiden English is about to sing, it's Rusev. And then Rusev comes and says, now is not the time. Good. It's a good promo.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the program between the next program with them. Charlotte Flair, Naomi, Becky Lynch took on Lana,
Natty,
and Tamina. And Charlotte Flair really embodied Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Chops, struts.
Struts.
Everything. Only thing was missing was the turnbuckle spot and the fall down spot on her face when she gets knocked out, which probably will come soon.
So that's she's evolving into Ric Flair.
Well, she has to now, because she nearly lost her dad, so now she's like, okay, I'm going to pay full homage to Ric Flair now.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah, he's good.
Carmella's still ringside with the Money in the Bank match. Does anybody care that she has that now?
Yeah. I think it makes it interesting. Because we're waiting. Like, I know it's taking forever, but I think it will be worth the wait. No?
Yeah, hopefully it will be.
I think it will be worth the wait.
Okay.
Because it can happen any week, any moment now.
Okay. Baron Corbin comes out, teases he's going to do an open challenge and put his title on the line against Sin Cara, who looked a lot like Mil Máscaras this week. And, it was a non-title match, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Sin Cara won by a count?
Yeah.
So
he'll probably get a title shot now.
Sin Cara versus Corbin for US title eventually.
It's a bit boring.
Where has Sin Cara been?
I think they should just stop this gimmick and just make him back to Hunico or something. Just take off the mask.
Yeah.
No? Remember Hunico?
I do remember Hunico. He used to have the...
With the lowrider. Low rider. He was sick, bro. And he's about it as well.
Yeah.
He bangs people up backstage. So, you know what I mean? It's not hard to make him a convincing tough guy. All right, Tay, Jinder Mahal's special announcement coming to you.
Do you know what? It's really bad that I was shocked at his announcement. Like, I was watching this morning and I was doing my hair and it's like, and I'm going to challenge the Beast. I was like, what? Yeah. Like, I think it's bad that I had to think about that. And I was like, really? You can challenge Brock, but oh yeah, you're actually the champion.
Yeah.
Like he's not, they're not, they've not built him up as a champion properly yet. Because
right.
if I went like, oh my gosh, really? You're going to challenge Brock? But both of you should be on the same level because right. you're both champions.
So they recently went to India. That's why Jinder was missing last week. He did a little tour in India. And I'm assuming, I assume when he made that challenge that that was going to be in India.
Ah.
But apparently it might be Survivor Series because Brock Lesnar's going to respond to it this week on Raw.
Yeah, the match he wants is at Survivor Series.
So why the hell did AJ Styles come out? Because I got gas thinking, oh shit, it's going to be AJ Jinder.
We still got a little while to, before we get to Survivor Series. And you know what it is as well? They want to make Jinder beat everybody of relevance before he gets Brock. He's going to beat AJ.
I know.
Mm. And say, once he gets to Survivor Series, he's like, right, he might actually be able to beat Brock Lesnar. And do you know what? I would let him. I would make him beat
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
I think he needs it.
100%. 1,000,000% needs it.
Because they don't. Like even Sami Zayn. Okay, just jumping forward. Yeah. Sami Zayn was like, "Yeah, we beat the two best people on SmackDown." You weren't talking about Jinder though, because Jinder's the champion.
Yeah.
But no one really sees him. He's like just a figurehead. We all know he's a figurehead right. because they're in India now.
I hate to say this. I think you guys are right.
They need to build him a bit more like a champion.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but I think you're right.
Like, it's got to be believable. Like, yeah. I mean, and whether he does it clean all day, which I obviously he's going to do it dirty, I think if he can go around saying, I've beat everyone, I've beat Randy Orton, AJ Styles, Shinsuke, and The Beast, like, that makes him certified. So I think he will beat Brock Lesnar. Mm. They're not going to merge the titles, though, are they?
No, let's not do that.
So AJ Styles comes out, says that you haven't beaten me. You said you've beaten everybody, you haven't beaten me. And then Jinder said, you're not relevant. And then AJ attacked Jinder and beat up the Singh brothers.
Yeah.
And then Jinder goes backstage and said, I can't believe I want AJ Styles to wrestle
Sunil.
That was actually quite funny, actually. So Sunil, I like the Singh brothers though. Yeah. I like them; they're dope.
They're
so Sunil versus AJ will be next week. Yeah. That should be a good match because really? Sunil can go, you know.
That's gonna be like 20 seconds.
Yes, yeah, it's gonna be short, very short match.
Sunil can go and then go backstage after 20 seconds.
But yeah, I'm predicting Jinder's gonna be AJ at some point. Is there another pay per view before Survivor Series?
Starcade.
Is that pay per view? You said it wasn't.
It's like a house show. It's like a special.
So that doesn't count then.
But that's probably where AJ faces Jinder, maybe. And then it's
not a house show.
No, like a special.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know anymore.
Okay.
Cool. Ace.
When is Survivor Series? End of November.
End of November.
So you might, you do have a Raw one in between there, right?
Raw's TLC, that's the Raw one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's this Sunday.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure there's another one before then.
Stuck it.
Yeah, but is that a house show?
Is that a special?
Are we going to be able to watch it? Is my point.
Special.
Will we be able to get?
You can watch it on the WWE Network, which is $9.99.
It's not. Then that's a pay per view. Then
pay per view.
Is it
going?
What is wrong with you?
It's a special.
If it's
is it going to be like Beast in the East kind of thing? Where it's,
okay. My God.
But we couldn't watch Beast in the East.
Yes, you did. Yes, you could have. You didn't watch it because you were doing your live show at One Extra, BBC One Extra. You're doing your job. You were doing your job. But I was home, not working at the time, watching at a network.
Oh, what? During the
day.
TV.
It was on during the day at the network.
Oh, because it was in Japan.
And you know why? Because it's
I know, stop now.
A special.
Okay. So we can look forward to AJ Jinder at some point.
I guess so.
What, you're not looking for that?
I don't know anymore.
AJ makes everyone look
I love AJ. AJ and Jinder will be a good match, because AJ will make it a great match. One last thing before we talked about the main event. Sorry, guys. Fashion Files was shit this week. It was shit, wasn't it?
It wasn't as good as Sage.
And the thing is, they did Pulp Fiction as well, so you thought they were going to step. The best Pulp Fiction thing that they've ever done was the Eddie Guerrero, Booker T at the WrestleMania 21. That was really good.
Yeah.
That's what they couldn't emulate that.
And we got to get Ascension out of it as well.
I think Ascension was quite funny, though, at this point.
It's a wrap now. They were very menacing when they came. And
They're rude. They've been ruined. Yeah.
It's a joke.
Oh, and the Bludgeon Brothers had a promo in the forest.
Yeah.
Tay, what did you think of the Bludgeon Brothers promo package in the forest?
I just... can they just go back to being the whites? Like, I don't see this.
Nope.
Like, they're going to come out and then they're just going to get buried again as the Bertram Brothers. Like, it's just, I don't know. There's something about Eric Rowan that I'm not really keen on. I like Luke Harper.
I wouldn't be surprised if Harper does a mutiny too. I walk out.
Harper's good.
I wouldn't be surprised if he walks out.
I think the Bludgeon Brothers and Usos will have a very good series of matches.
I think it's going to be one match and Bludgeon Brothers will beat them.
I think there'll be a few.
We didn't talk about Usos, actually. Usos promo with Gable and Shelton. That was quite good.
That was good. Yeah.
Shelton and Gable kind of dissed them.
Yeah, that was good. And
that's going to be a great match.
He who shall not be mentioned on this podcast got a victory.
Against Bobby Roode.
Yeah. So that continues, which we don't care about.
Why is it continuing though? It doesn't need to anymore.
It really doesn't.
Bobby Roode can move on to someone else.
Yeah. Who though? Who would he move on to?
Anyone.
I would like to see Roode Corbin actually. That'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be good. And Roode win the title.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Okay.
Main event. Nakamura, Randy Orton, Zayn, Owens.
Good match.
Good match, yeah. Very good match. And Zayn used the low blow on Orton to win and roll him up for the 1-2-3. So Nakamura didn't get pinned, that was good. Then they went backstage to celebrate their friendship. And then they came back out.
That was quite funny. That was funny.
Hold me tight! That was amazing. That was really good. I'm saying this now, Owens and Zayn, they were meant to be together, man.
Yeah.
The way they created this, from independence to now, there's always been in each other's programs, always have a feud, always have a rivalry, always have storylines together. This is not the first time they have a team together as well. They had a promo back in Ring of Honor where Owens turned quote unquote face,
right?
But then turned back heel. So it's one of those things where they might reverse it, where Zayn is turned face heel and might turn back
right
when they have their final match wrestling. Not saying this year, but if it leads to a Mania match within the next year,
that'd be good.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was SmackDown and Raw. Should we do?
Flew wanted me to ask Tay a question, and you a question.
Cool.
Go ahead.
The best Hell in the Cells. Because we didn't get to talk about it last week.
That's really hard.
I mean, obviously Michaels and Taker.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mick Foley is my. I think Mick Foley, Taker, Mankind, Taker is probably the number one.
Yeah.
Then Michaels and Taker, I would say. Triple H and Foley.
Yeah.
In 2000, No Way Out, when Foley goes through the Foley retirement match.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna say the New Day Usos.
I'm
putting that in there in the top five.
Yeah.
I've got to think of one more.
Brock
Lesnar, Undertaker had a match back in 2003 that was quite good, but I'm not going to put that in.
Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, that was quite good.
I remember.
But I'm not going to put that in there. It was quite bloody. Are you going to put Armageddon? Six way? When Rikishi fell off the top?
Yes.
That's the top five, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. That's definitely top five.
So, this is the order I'm going with.
Go on. I'm going to agree with you, but go on.
Mankind.
Taker.
King of the Ring.
Number one.
Shawn Michaels. Taker. Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H.
Mankind,
No Way Out. You know what? I'm going to put that four. And I'm going to put three, Usos, New Day. Because that match was... That was a great Hell in a Cell match. And to have a very inventive Hell in a Cell in 2017, different from any...
It's hard. Yeah.
So Usos, New Day, Hell in a Cell 2017. Then Triple H, Mick Foley, No Way Out 2000. And Armageddon 1999 with The Rock, Rikishi, Stone Cold, Kurt Angle, Triple H. Am I forgetting anybody else?
I did it for
The Rock.
Should we do TLC predictions?
Oh shit, yeah. That's important.
It, yeah.
TLC predictions.
Let's just start off by saying the card is not that strong. Like, everybody we want to see is in one match, really.
Yeah.
That kind of makes the rest of the event dead, really. Yeah. I don't even know what the rest of the card is, if I'm honest. Should we start with Enzo? Enzo and Kalisto. Yeah, does he regain?
Enzo will regain it, yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
That's interesting.
Oh, so you take it back.
What do you think? I think they really should put it back on Enzo, to be honest. I think it was a misstep to take it off him too early.
You thought it was a mistake to put it on him?
I did.
But now you like it?
Now he's a heel officially. I love it.
Okay. I don't think they'll give it back to Enzo.
They should.
Okay.
So I'm saying Enzo. You're saying Enzo. You're saying Kalisto.
Yeah.
Alicia Fox, Sasha Banks.
Banks.
I'd love Fox to win.
I think Fox is going to win.
I would love.
I would like Fox to win. I think Fox is going to win for her, but I don't think she is.
I think Fox is going to win.
I don't think she will.
I'm saying Fox.
Okay.
Banks.
Bliss, Mickie James.
Bliss.
The Shield versus Mr. Raj.
Wait, is this the whole card?
Yeah.
That's it.
No. There's more to come.
So this ain't the main event.
No.
This is the main event.
Well, this is not the main event written down here. So it might be, but
so what is the main event?
I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Okay.
The Shield versus Mr. Raj. I'm saying Mr. Raj. Miz, The Bar, and Strowman and Kane.
I think
Miz and Strowman, yeah, they're going to win.
What? Not the Shield?
No.
The Shield's winning.
5-1-3.
You guys are crazy. The Shield is reunited. They're going to win.
No. Nah. They're going
to kick. Oh, so they're going to kick ass, and then Kane's going to get the pin.
And you got to remember, that's the Survivor Series team on one side. They can come back with a Survivor Series team.
Well, Cassius Ohno in a suit, in a SWAT team suit.
They can come back.
Oh no! Oh,
with a Survivor Series team for Survivor Series. They just need to get two more.
Cassius
matches.
Ohno.
No,
one of the members.
Not coming.
No, I don't know who's going.
Who's the other two? You were thinking?
I don't know. But
Cassius Ohno.
No.
Well, who do you think?
I don't know, man. What if Roman's like, hey, I got some cousins. That would be sick.
Officer Kane.
No, you know, cousins. Cousins.
Usos on SmackDown.
So Survivor Series. It's a double.
It's wrong.
I didn't say that was gonna happen, but I'm saying that would be sick.
No.
That would you like that team?
I would love that.
No.
Usos with the Shield. That would be sick.
No.
That would.
Hey, I'm gonna call my cousins. That would be down sick.
Since day one. Yes. Yeah, maybe.
That's a 6 Survivor Series team.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah, and I'm right, I'm telling you.
Asuka versus Emma.
Oh, so
Asuka.
This is the main event?
No.
Oh, what?
Really?
Yeah, Asuka
definitely.
The Queen 100%. Of Tomorrow is going to win. Yeah, Asuka's going to win 100%. We already talked about Kalisto Enzo. Brian Kendrick, Jack Gallagher versus Cedric and Rich Swann.
Don't care.
No, who's going to win? I think Kendrick and Gallagher.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And the main event.
Come on.
I've
forgotten.
This is why I should have rang the 10 bells. Because you forgot.
The demon versus the demon.
Demon versus Abigail.
House of Horrors Part 2.
I have no idea. Yeah, they're going to do something like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Bray's going to cross dress.
They're going to do like special effects and all that stuff.
Bray's going to cross dress.
How is Bray going to come out though? Like, is he just going to come out walking with a veil?
No, you know what it's going to be like.
I can't even picture.
You know
this.
The Bray Wyatt's theme. Catch a fly.
Yeah.
In it. It's gonna be a woman singing it instead. Catch a fly. Come on. Like the Sister Sherry singing Shawn Michaels' theme. Get his mouth. Sister Abigail.
Please no.
And what do you think the ring attire is gonna be? Bray in a veil, like a wedding veil, over his face? And maybe a black wedding dress.
No. I don't even know how he's going to come out. Like it, I don't know. I really hope it is actually just somebody else.
No, it's him.
I don't want to see him come out in a veil.
Mm-hmm.
And his face painted underneath and... I don't know, what's he going to do? Like, hold that thing to his neck and be like, hi. This is Sister Abigail.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to pull it off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's going to be a poor pay-per-view, isn't it?
It's a really poor pay-per-view.
Wow.
But Bray has to win that match, though.
Hmm?
Bray has to win that match.
Oh, Abigail's winning.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Feel free to let us know what your Hell in a Cell, TLC predictions are.
And I'm going to say this now, sorry, before we cut off. And if Bray makes this thing work, he needs to be first class inductee to Hall of Fame next year while he still has his career. Still wrestling. If he makes this whole thing work, I'm going to be like, this guy's the greatest.
I think he's got, he can make it work.
Well, we don't know what he's like yet, Bray, Ace.
I reckon he's talented enough and wacky enough to make anything work, but it's just going to be painful to see.
Another thing I want to say as well, Ace, if you're not catching up on it, catch up on some NXT. It's great programming right now. NXT is back, baby. And one of my highlights at NXT, Adam Cole, obviously, Aleister Black, and Velveteen Dream.
Good luck.
Oh, and the Street Profits. Amazing.
Yeah, they're quite good, actually.
It's good to be an NXT fan again.
Wicked. All right, till next week, guys. Rate, subscribe, comment, and again, let us know what your TLC predictions are. Hit us up at Kickout Podcast. All right, guys. Anything else you wanted to guys want to plug before we?
Tay, you want to give you out your socials?
If I can remember them.
All right, all right, all right. Okay, so I'll see you later.
We'll put them in the bio. We'll put them in the description. All right, see you later. Bye-bye.